Last time I shared with everyone that our Heavenly Father encourages us to learn self-denial for the sake of the gospel and the building up of the church.
咁上一次咧，我都同大家分享过啦。天父鼓励我哋咧，为咗福音同埋建立教会嘅缘故咧，学习舍己，放低自己嘅软弱。
To lay aside our weaknesses and to serve others with God's help.
咁当我哋放低我哋软弱啦，然后依靠神嘅帮助咧，去学习服侍其他人。
In order to learn this lesson together with all of you,
咁为咗同大家一齐学习呢个功课咧。
I've decided that every other time,
咁我決定咗每隔一次講道嘅時候，
I preach in English.
咁我就會用英文嚟講道。
So even though it is not my mother tongue,
咁雖然英文唔係我嘅母語啦，
I hope that we can all grow and make progress together.
我就希望咧同大家都一齊去成長，一齊去進步。
And please bear my
Bear with。
Bear with my pronunciation.
咁都請大家包容，有時可能我發音唔係咁準啦。
So after what we learned last time from Timothy and his family,
咁我哋上一次咧，从提摩太同埋佢嘅屋企人身上咧，都学到一啲功课。
today we will enter the main body of the book.
咁今日我哋就会进入提摩太书呢本书嘅主体部分。
We'll look together at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
咁我哋一齐嚟睇提摩太前书嘅一章一至四节。
So let's read together.
咁我哋不如一齐读啊！
One, two, three. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by command of God, our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, our hope. To Timothy, my true child in faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. As I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus, so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine, nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies, which promote speculations rather than the stewardship from God that is by faith. This is a letter written by the Apostle Paul.
咁呢封书信咧，系由使徒保罗所写嘅。
As we know, he usually begins his letter by introducing himself.
咁我哋都知道啦，保罗一向写信咧，都会先去开头嘅部分介绍下自己。
In the original text and in some English translations, the letter begins directly with Paul's name.
咁但喺原文中咧，呢封书信咧，或者如果我哋睇英文翻译咧，会发现啊，保罗今次系直接用自己嘅名开头。
After that, he gives a brief self-introduction.
咁然後咧，佢先至有一啲自我介紹嘅。
Here we can reflect on two things.
咁藉住呢方面咧，我哋可以有兩方面嘅思考。
First, when we introduce ourselves, do we always say the same thing?
咁第一點咧，就係當我哋要向人自我介紹嘅時候，我哋係咪每次都講翻差唔多嘅嘢嘅咧？
So take 5 seconds to think.
咁我俾大家5秒時間諗一諗。
If you had to introduce yourself right now,
如果呢一刻要你向其他人介紹自己，
what would you say?
你會講啲咩咧？
Okay, when I lead a group, my introduction changes, depends on the member we have.
咁每当我要带小组咧，通常我嘅自我介绍咧都会因应组员咧去有所改变嘅。
If it is a children's group, I talk about my hobbies.
咁要系对住一班小朋友，咁可能我会讲下我嘅兴趣啦。
If it is a youth group, I use popular slang.
咁如果向一班青少年，可能我就会倾向咧用当时嘅流行用语嚟介绍自己。
But you can see the young people are laughing.
但系你都已经见到我哋当中嘅年轻人已经喺度暗笑啦。
Because the popular is different.
因为咧，我哋大家对所谓嘅潮流用语咧系有唔同嘅定义嘅。
If it is a parents group, I usually introduce myself as a father.
咁如果系向住一班家长咧，咁我通常都会介绍自己咧，都系一个父亲。
So how does Paul introduce himself?
咁保罗又系点样介绍自己咧？
Does he always follow a fixed formula?
佢系咪每一次咧都好似例行公事，有一条特定嘅方程式咁样介绍自己咧？
The answer is no.
咁答案当然唔系咯。
Paul introduces vary from letters to letter.
保罗每一封书信咧介绍自己嘅方式都唔同嘅。
So for example, in 1 Thessalonians,
dem 例如我哋可以睇下帖撒罗尼加前书
chapter 1,
第一章嗰度，
Yeah, verses 1.
系啦，第一节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul simply state his name without further explanation.
咁喺无论帖前或者帖后嘅一章一节咧，保罗喺当时只系讲咗自己嘅名，并冇额外补充去介绍自己。
He adjusts his introduction based on needs of the recipients, the purpose of the letter, and the situation at the time.
咁我哋睇到咧，可能佢系因为根据收信者嘅需要啦、书信嘅目的同埋当时嘅环境咧去作调整嘅。
So we return to First Timothy chapter 1 verses 1.
咁我哋而家翻翻嚟咧，提摩太前书嘅一章一节。
So my second question is, why does Paul introduce himself to Timothy as an apostle of Christ Jesus by command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope?
咁我哋大家一齐思考下啦，点解保罗对提摩太写呢封信嘅时候咧，要特别去用到话奉我哋救主神同我哋嘅盼望基督耶稣之名，作基督耶稣使徒的保罗咁样嚟介绍自己咧？
Is it because Timothy does not know Paul well?
唔通系因为提摩太对保罗唔够认识？
Of course not. Paul and Timothy lived and served together for more than 10 years.
咁當然唔係啦，保羅啊同埋提摩太啊，唔單止一齊生活，更一齊服侍超過10年咁耐。
They were close companions.
佢哋咧都係非常親密嘅同伴，
Just like some of you here have known me for 20 years.
就好似我哋在座當中唔少人咧都識咗我超過20年啦。
I would never write you a letter and introduce myself as though I were a stranger.
咁我一定唔会写封信俾你嘅时候咧，介绍自己咧，好似当系一个新相识咁样嘅，系咪？
So why does Paul introduce himself this way?
咁点解保罗要咁样去介绍自己咧？
Obviously, it is for Timothy's benefit.
咁当然啦，都系为咗提摩太嘅好处。
Yeah, we can see in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 3 to 4.
咁我哋可以睇到提摩太前书1章3至4节。
So this time, let's read in Chinese.
我哋今次可以用中文嚟读啊。马其顿去的时候，曾劝你仍住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人，不可传异教，也不可听从荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱。这等事只生辩论，并不发明神在信上所立的章程。
So we see here Timothy had to confront people in the church who were teaching different doctrines.
咁喺呢度我哋就睇到啦，当时咧提摩太啊需要去面对同处理咧，当时有一啲传异教嘅人。
What is a different doctrine?
咁乜嘢系所谓异教咧？
Some English translations translate this phrase as false teaching.
咁喺英文有啲嘅译本咧，就将呢个异教翻译为假嘅教导。
How can we recognize if someone is teaching different doctrine?
咁但系我哋又点样可以分辨出如果有啲人所教嘅教导其实系假嘅咧？
We can see 1 Timothy chapter 6 verses 3.
咁我哋就可以睇提摩太前书嘅6章3节啊。
Let's read in English.
咁我哋今次用英文嚟读。
If anyone teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the sound word of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the teaching that accord with godliness. Sorry, I forgot.
To remove those, yeah.
I check. Sorry,
That's
I
okay.
do better next time.
Oh, the PowerPoint when copy and paste. 唔好意思，可能嗰、那个嗰、那个叫咩投影嗰度系啦，下次会再处理。
Says that the so here it says that false teachers do not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
咁喺呢度咧就讲到呢啲假教师咧，其实佢哋咧就唔服从。主耶稣基督纯正嘅话语，
They also devote themselves in. They also devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies.
咁佢哋咧反而咧就系花好多时间啊精力咧去研究一啲荒谬无凭嘅一啲嘅话啦，或者无穷嘅家谱。
Myths were fictional stories.
咁所谓嘅呢啲。 荒谬谬贫嘅话或者呢啲嘅传说都好啦，其实就系啦一啲神话咁样啦。
The genealogies were speculative lineage tracing。
咁头先讲嗰啲就可能啲虚构嘅故事，至于乜嘢系嗰啲咩无穷嘅家谱咧，咁通常咧就系讲到一啲血缘上嘅追查。
So we do not know exactly what myth and the Ephesus church were spreading.
咁當然我哋未必好清楚具體啊，佢當時以弗所教會啊喺度一路傳緊嘅呢啲所謂嘅神話係咩嘢嚟嘅，或者傳說。
But we know they were not from the scripture.
但係咧，好肯定嘅就係唔係真係合乎聖經嘅教導嘅。
What an example might be people speculating about what Jesus did between the age 12 and 30?
咁或者就諗到一個可能比較近身啲嘅例子啦，就係、是、有時都聽過人哋討論咧，主耶穌咧唔知佢12到30歲嘅期間啊，做過啲咩嘢咧？
These ideas that mention Jesus but have no biblical basis.
咁可能咧，大家去討論呢啲嘅事嘅時候咧，雖然係真係關於主耶穌嘅喎，都係談及主耶穌，但係卻係冇任何實質嘅聖經根據嘅。
And we all know today, many teachings are wrapped in spiritual language, but are distorted or even not from scripture.
咁我哋亦都知道啦，其實喺今時今日啊，有好多教導咧，都係咧有一個好熟練嘅包裝啦，但係其實咧並唔係真正聖經嘅教導，甚至咧係被曲解嘅。
The modern prosperity gospel links God's blessing with material wealth, health, and worldly success.
咁譬如啦，現代流行嘅一啲成功神學或者叫財富福音咧，就好多時候將神咧同埋救恩啊、物質方面嘅祝福，例如財富、健康咁樣咧去掛鈎。
So it treats faith like a system that God must respond to humans' demands.
咁咧，佢就將神啊視為咧，好似差唔多係一個可以被人要求咧，一必須要聽允我哋嘅一個系統咁而操作。
It implies that sickness and poverty is caused by lack of faith.
咁好多時候咧，就會間接將到生病啊、貧窮咧，就視為咧係，唉，梗係有個人信心不足啦。
They often cite Deuteronomy chapter 28 or misinterpret Mark chapter 11 verses 22 to 24.
咁佢哋通常點咧，就會引用一啲類似《生命記》28章嘅經文，或者咧去錯誤咁解釋《馬可福音》11章22至24節。
But they say it is a formula for believer to name it and claim it.
咁佢哋就會去提倡啊，信徒只需要宣告就即刻可以得到咁樣嘅公式。
We're speaking something in faith, obligates God to grant it.
咁咧就似乎啊，只要我哋咧凭信心宣告呢啲嘅话语咧，哇，神就必须要赐下佢嘅祝福，兑现佢嘅应许啦。
This teaching on prayer, however, is conditional on abiding in God's wills.
咁但系其实啊，如果你睇翻经文啊，呢度关于祷告嘅教导咧，系有一个条件嘅，就系嗰个人必须系活喺神嘅旨意里面嘅。
Yeah, so First John chapter 5 verse 14.
咁譬如我哋而家睇到啦，喺呢个约翰一书5章14節啦。
And that's written in Chinese.
咁我哋今次用中文嚟读。
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。 And forgiving others, like Mark chapters 11 verses 25 said.
咁咧，仲要有原谅饶恕他人，正正就系头先个马可福音嗰度11章25節啦。今次系。
Okay, so let's read in English. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespass. Yeah. It is not up to manipulate God for selfish desires.
所以咧，絕對並唔係啊一個可以用嚟滿足我哋自己自私嘅慾望咧，而去操縱神嘅工具。
In fact, Jesus' teaching is the opposite.
其實啊，耶穌嘅教導咧，正正係相反嘅。
We can see Luke chapter 9, verses 23.
咁譬如我哋可以睇下路加福音9章23節啊。
Let's read in Chinese.
咁我哋可以用中文嚟讀。
耶稣又对众人说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。And John chapter 16, verse 33. Let's read in
咁，约翰
English.
福音16:33，今次用英文嚟读啊。
I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Speak of suffering as a part of following Jesus.
咁呢度咧都讲到啊，原来跟随主耶稣嘅代价系包含受苦受逼迫。
Jesus himself glorified the Father through obedience and suffering.
而主耶稣自己点样去荣耀天父嘅咧，正正就系透过佢受信服啦，并且受苦。
So, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to 16.
咁我哋又再睇下彼得前书4:12-16。
So I've highlighted the words.
咁我就故意帮大家去用颜色标注咗一啲字啊。
So it says, suffering for Christ bring glory to God.
嗱，多次都强调点样透过苦难咧系能够去荣耀神嘅。
So today, what shapes our value?
咁所以究竟今日啊，我哋嘅价值观又系点样形成嘅咧？
Is it Jesus' teaching or cultural ideas?
究竟系咪真系主耶稣自己嘅教导啊？定系一啲属乎世界文化潮流嘅一啲嘅概念咧？
And the ideas disguised as spiritually.
最惨咧，就呢啲概念啊，往往系一个属灵嘅包装嘅。
Many believers, especially in their early stage of faith,
咁其实咧，有好多信徒啦，尤其系刚信主嘅，喺佢哋信仰阶段比较初期嘅时候。
are influenced by these ideas.
佢哋都好容易被呢一类嘅思维影响。
Some think if they earned more money, they can solve church problems and glorify God.
咁有啲可能会觉得啊，只要我努力啲，再赚多啲钱咧，啊，咁就可以帮忙咧教会解决好多问题啦。
Some do not focus on material things, but are passionate about bringing more people to church using human effort.
咁有啲人咧，可能关心嘅唔系钱财方面啦，咁佢哋就反而咧，可能就专注为哇，要一定要带多啲人咧嚟教会认识福音。
They do it almost like trying to meet a sales target.
咁佢哋咧就系依靠人嘅努力同方法啦，好似直情跑业绩咁样去做。
So when difficulties come, they ask, why me?
咁但系每当有困难临到咧，佢哋就好容易去问神啊，点解何必偏偏选中我咧？咁。
Or wonder if they sinned.
咁又或者咧，不停咁去思考系咪自己犯咗罪咧？
But these thoughts do not come from Jesus' teaching.
但系其实呢一类嘅思想咧，并唔系从耶稣基督自己嘅教导而嚟嘅。
Therefore, we truly need to remind ourselves consistently to learn more of the teaching of our Lord.
所以咧，点解我哋真系好需要啊？经常提醒自己，好好咁去学习主耶稣基督自己嘅教导。
This includes faithfully joining Bible study groups and Sunday worship.
咁呢个当然包括咧，要稳定嘅参加查经组啊，同埋星期日聚会咁样。
But even more than that, we should diligently study the scriptures ourselves and pray often.
咁但系其实比呢个更重要，我哋更加需要咧，平日啊，自己都要努力学习查考圣经啦，要多去祷告亲近神，
Asking for Heavenly Father for wisdom to understand His word.
要去求天父俾我哋智慧去明白佢嘅话语。
And most importantly, once we understand it, we must put it into practice in our daily lives.
而最重要嘅咧，就系明白咗之后，我哋必须喺日常生活里面去实践呢啲咁重要嘅教导。
Allowing His teaching to become the only principle by which we relate to others.
让呢啲嘅教导咧，成为我哋待人接物、同人相处嘅时候唯一嘅准则。
But if, like the Church of Ephesus,
咁但系如果我哋好似以弗所教会，
there are people spreading false teaching within the church.
发现咧，有人开始喺度传一啲错误嘅教导嘅时候，
How then when can we discern them?
咁我哋又系点样去分辨咧？
The scripture tells us we can discern the false teaching by what they bring to us.
咁其实咧，经文都俾咗啲提示我哋嘅，我哋咧能够去观察佢哋所教嘅话语咧带嚟嘅系乜嘢嘅果子。
So we can look at the scripture.
咁我哋可以睇翻经文啦。
So First Timothy chapter 1 verses 4.
咁譬如喺提摩太前书1:4嗰度咁话。
Brief and honest genealogies promote speculations.
咁好多呢啲嘅頭先講嘅所謂傳說神話啊，呢啲同埋一啲無窮嘅家譜咧，只係會帶嚟呢啲好多嘅sorry 嗰個原文係就係身辯論啊，係啊，帶嚟咧無窮無盡嘅呢啲咁嘅討論。
Yeah, and First Timothy chapter 6 verse 4 says, false teaching produce envy, dissension, slander, evil suspicions.
咁咧，而喺提摩太前书咧6:4，亦都会讲到啊，呢一啲咁嘅异教啦，呢啲嘅错误嘅教导咧，只系会去令到生出咧好多嘅唔同嘅嫉妒啦，呢啲嘅分歧啦，呢啲嘅毁谤啦，同埋好多出于恶意嘅去猜疑猜忌。
Yes, so false teachers have an unhealthy craving for controversy and for quarrels about words.
咁咧，你會發現咧，呢啲傳異教嘅人咧有一個特質嘅，佢哋咧係有一種好唔健康嘅興趣咧，或者係執着，就係好中意去拗好多嘅嘢啦。咁特別係好多嘅爭論，特別係言語上嘅爭論。
They tend to be aggressive and divisive.
咁佢哋咧有時咧都係好有攻擊性嘅。
Paul instructs Timothy to command them to stop teaching false doctrines.
咁所以當時嘅使徒保羅咧就要去指示阿提摩太咧就要去真係去好嚴嚴嘅同佢哋講咧要停止再去傳呢啲異教啦。
But Timothy was timid.
咁但係咧提摩太係一個好膽怯嘅人。
So Paul begins the letter by reminding him that he is Paul's true son in the faith.
咁所以點解咧保羅先要喺呢封信嘅一開始就要去提醒？提摩太，佢咧系喺 Yahweh 神里面咧，提摩太个属灵嘅父亲。
And then, and that Paul is an apostle by the command of God.
而保罗自己咧系靠住神自己嘅拣选咧去作为使徒嘅。
This gives Timothy confidence.
咁呢个咧就俾到提摩太咧有呢份嘅信心啦，呢份嘅坚定。
The false teachers were puffed up with conceit and understands nothing.
咁其實當時啲假教師咧，佢哋係被佢哋嗰份高傲啊，同埋咧缺乏呢個聰明智慧，其實係充滿。
Yeah, they live in a cloud of their own imagination.
佢哋甚至係活喺咧自己製造出嚟嘅假象煙幕裏面。
Their teaching were not from Jesus,
但係佢哋嘅教導咧並唔係真係從耶穌基督嗰度嚟㗎，
not from scripture. And not from God.
亦都唔係真係經文入面嘅教導啦，更加唔係從神而嚟嘅。
In contrast, Timothy's teaching came directly from Paul, whose teaching came from Christ himself.
咁對比起提摩太當時所傳講嘅咧，正正係佢從屬靈父親使徒保羅嗰度所領受嘅，然後咧，使徒保羅亦都係真係去從主耶穌基督嗰度而嚟嘅呢啲教導。
Therefore, Paul encouraged Timothy to correct them out of love.
所以保罗先至要去指示提摩太啦，要出于爱心勇敢嘅去指正佢哋。
Some people in Ephesus church did not fully submit to Jesus' teaching.
咁当时喺以弗所教会咧，有啲人系唔愿意完全咁去听从信服喺耶稣基督嘅教导底下。
Instead, they argue from their own values.
取而代之嘅咧，就系佢哋好中意咧用自己嗰个角度啊，自己价值观嚟去争论。
Asking questions is good. Discussing different interpretation is healthy.
咁其實咧，去多發問啦，然後咧去多彼此討論咧，係一個非常健康、好積極嘅一個現象嚟嘅。
Recently, some of us has experienced how positive and honest discussion help us all reflect more deeply and understand Jesus' teaching better.
咁其實最近啊，我哋當中都有人已經體會到啦。當我哋積極坦誠咁去討論咧，其實係刺激到、幫助到大家更加深刻嘅反思，可以更加清楚明白主耶穌喺基督，主耶穌基督喺聖經裡面嘅教導嘅。
Challenging scriptural teaching out of pride or hostility is another matter entirely.
但係，如果係出於驕傲或者懷有敵意嚟挑戰聖經嘅教導，咁當然就係完全另一回事啦。
So you may then ask, how do I know if I'm coming across the line into being a false teacher?
咁可能你就會問啦，哇，咁我呢種討論同辯論只係一線之差，我點分辨自己有冇犯咗同假教師一樣嘅毛病呢？
So Paul gives the answer in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 4.
咁保罗咧喺提摩太前书6章4节俾咗明确嘅答案。
The false teachers have an unhealthy craving for controversy and for quarrels about words.
咁假教师咧，即系啲传义教嘅人咧，就系专好问难，系一种好唔健康嘅尊敬之心，好中意去为到言语而争辩嘅。
Which produce envy, dissensions, slander, evil suspicion, they waste time on trivial disputes.
咁佢哋咧，因为咁样做嘅时候，结果生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、恶意嘅猜疑啦，浪费咗好多时间同精力喺一啲琐碎唔必要争论嘅事情上。
So in contrast, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 4,
咁但系相比之下咧，提摩太前书1章4节就话俾佢听啦。
Scripture says true teaching leads people to God's redemptive plan and deeper trust in Him.
真正嘅教導咧，係會引領人去認識神嘅救贖計劃，並且幫助人更深嘅信靠神。
Moreover, Paul reminds us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 to 25.
咁此外咧，保羅喺提摩太後書嘅2章24至25節亦都提醒我哋。
Let's read this one in Chinese。
咁呢一个我哋不如用中文嚟读啊。
然而主
主的
的
仆
仆人
人不
不可
可
自
憎
轻，
敬，总
只要
要
温
温温
温
和
和
和
的
地
服
待众
侍
人，善于教
教
导，
导，
全
全
心
心忍
忍
耐，
耐，用温
温
柔
柔
劝
劝
戒
诫
那抵
抵挡
挡
的
的人，
人，或
或
者
者神
神
给
给
他们
悔
悔改
改
的
的心，
心，
可
容
以
易
明
明
白
白
真
正
道。
道。
Yeah, so the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone.
咁我哋都睇到啦，主嘅仆人咧系唔可以去尊敬，系反而咧对众人都系好温和嘅。
They're able to teach
但系佢哋善于教导，
patiently and doing evil.
愿意全心忍耐去忍耐对待嗰啲咧，即系邪恶或者抵挡佢哋嘅人。
Correcting his opponents with gentleness, God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth.
咁当佢哋咁样用温柔去劝诫嗰啲抵挡佢哋嘅人嘅时候咧，或者神就能够赐俾佢哋悔改嘅心咧，能够终于明白真道。
So we can examine ourselves, our life.
咁所以我哋都可以检视下我哋嘅生命。
Do our interaction with others always end in arguments?
我哋日常同人哋相处嘅时候啊，会唔会好多时候我哋讨论反而就以争论啊、吵闹而收场呢？
So, are we like the chief priest in Mark, chapter 15, verses 10?
咁我哋又会唔会好似马可福音15章10节入面讲到嗰啲祭司长咁咧？
Out of envy, they envy that Jesus' teaching carries the greater authority than their own.
佢哋咧因为嫉妒耶稣嘅教导，比自己嘅教导更有权柄，
Ending up harming the servant of God.
结果反而咧伤害咗神嘅仆人。
Do we slander others in order to appear righteous ourselves?
我哋会唔会为咗让自己显得公义咧，反而去毁谤其他人呢
Do evil suffer? Suspicion
？Suspicion。
influence how we judge the people around us.
咁我哋有时恶意嘅猜疑啦，对人嘅猜忌，会唔会左右咗我哋点样去看待身边嘅人呢？
Or are we instead able to live at peace with others,
定系咧，我哋能够总系与众人和睦。
bearing all kind of spiritual fruits that makes us loved by those around us?
有咧人见人爱嘅呢啲属灵果子啦，以至咧即系身边嘅人咧都能够好喜悦。
And bring joy both to ourselves and to others.
以至咧可以为到自己或者身边嘅人都带嚟一份喜乐。
So that others are often drawn to our lives and want to know more about the gospel.
以致咧，身边嘅人都能够被我哋嘅生命所吸引啦，进而渴慕更多嘅认识福音。
Do Apostle Paul's in introduce through Apostle Paul's introduction.
咁藉住使徒保罗咧，佢喺呢封信一开头嘅呢个自我介绍咧。
He reminds Timothy that his teaching comes from Christ.
咁其实佢系提醒紧咧提摩太啊，佢所领受嘅呢啲教导咧，系源于主耶稣基督自己嘅教导。
So Paul has authority from God to preach the gospel and teach Christ's commands.
而使徒保罗咧系有从神嗰度所领受嘅权柄去宣扬传广从主耶稣嚟嘅命令同埋福音。
This is crucial for us too.
呢个咧对我哋嚟讲都好重要。
It's our understanding of faith rooted in Scripture and Jesus Christ's teaching.
我哋自己对信仰嘅理解啦，我哋嘅明白系咪又系扎根于圣经同埋耶稣基督子嘅教导咧？
Or is it mixed with a different doctrine?
定系啊，已经掺杂咗一啲有偏差嘅道理咧？
Our beliefs shape our action.
我哋嘅信念咧，必然会影响同埋塑造我哋嘅行为。
If our foundation is the pure gospel,
如果我哋嘅根基咧，真系呢个纯正嘅福音。
agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching that accords with godliness.
而咧，又同我哋主耶稣基督纯正嘅话语，同埋那合乎敬虔嘅教导系一致嘅话，
Others will see God's salvation plan more clearly.
人哋咧就能够更清楚嘅睇见神嘅救恩计划。
If not, we may unknowingly lift our false teaching.
如果唔系咧，我哋可能系不自觉中都已经活出咗一啲虚假又偏差嘅教导。
And producing envy, dissension, slander, evil suspicions.
从而咧产生出呢啲嘅嫉妒啊、纷争、毁谤，甚至啲恶意嘅猜疑。
And if we are misled by false teaching,
咁但系如果我哋真系唔小心俾啲假教导迷惑咗嘅话咧，
how will we respond when God sends someone to correct us?
咁而神又差佢嘅仆人或者有其他人嚟提醒我哋，咁我哋又会系点样嘅一个回应咧？
Will we argue, resist, or even slander?
我哋会唔会去争论啊、抵挡啊，甚至去毁谤其他人呢？
Or will we humbly receive correction?
定系咧，我哋会选择谦卑嘅去接受指正。
I have many Christian friends.
咁其实咧，我身边有好多基督徒朋友。
Although we grow up in different churches,
咁虽然我哋咧都喺唔同嘅教会成长。
we used to encourage each other
咁我哋年轻时都
when we were young. Yeah.
，sorry。咁年轻嘅时候咧，我哋都好中意咧一齐分享啊，彼此鼓励咁样。
I'm still young, right?
系咁，虽然我而家都仲好年轻嘅。
So even now, whenever we meet up, we often talk about the days when we pursued spiritual growth together.
咁但系就算嚟咗今时今日，有时我哋聚下旧啊，碰面嘅时候咧，都会经常啊讲翻以前我哋一齐追求成长喺神里面属灵成长嘅日子。
However, many of them no longer have a stable church life.
但系咧，好可惜啦，到今时今日咧，有好多佢当中已经冇一个好稳定嘅教会生活。
When we talk about the reasons,
咁当我哋去一齐讨论呢啲原因嘅时候咧，
it usually comes down to two main causes.
通常咧就系归纳出两个主要嘅原因。
The first group of my Christian friends believe that
咁我第一批或者第一组嘅基督徒朋友咧。
they believe that
哦，咁佢哋相信啲咩咧？
once they become Christians, they already have their ticket to heaven.
咁只要佢哋做咗基督徒咧，佢哋就已经攞到去天国嘅呢个入场券啦。
And church life and studying the Bible are seen as optional extras.
咁所以咧，教会生活啊，或者要去认真研读圣经呢啲咧，全部都系一啲可有可无嘅你自行选择嘅嘢咯。
They said life is demanding.
咁佢哋都会表达。唉，你知啦，生活逼人嘛。
They have children and responsibilities.
佢哋有仔有女，啊，仲有好多嘅责任。
And they feel God understands their difficulties.
咁佢哋就会觉得，唉，神系明嘅，佢明我嘅苦处嘅。
So of course, even I understand that The challenge each person face are not easy.
咁當然啦，就算我都好明白，每個人所面對嘅挑戰一定係好唔容易嘅。
However, whether the teaching we hold truly come from Christ has a significant influence on the decision we make when we face life's challenges.
但係咧，究竟我哋所接受或者我哋所相信嘅教導咧，係咪真係符合主耶穌自己嘅教導咧？係會好直接咁影響我哋每一日日常生活所做嘅決定嘅。
The second group of my Christian friends,
咁我另一組嘅基督徒朋友咧，
they stepped away from attending church
佢哋咧就已經索性完全唔再參與任何教會啦。
because of dissatisfaction.
主要就係因為對於教會有好多嘅不滿啦。
Certain teachings or decisions from their church did not align with their own beliefs, principles, or expectations.
咁佢哋咧就認為啊，教會某啲嘅教導啊，或者佢哋嘅決定咧，就同佢哋個人嘅信念、佢哋嘅原則或者佢哋期望係有落差。
They felt the teaching were not suitable for them.
咁佢哋認為哦，呢、这個教會嘅教導唔適合自己。
And their attitude towards the church became more accusatory
咁佢哋咧對教會嘅態度就變得越嚟越多嘅控訴，
and resentful.
同埋啦好多嘅埋怨或者懷恨啦。
So they changed churches.
咁於是佢哋就不停換教會啦。
But after switching several times and still feeling out of place,
但系咧換咗好幾次咧，都仍然發現唔合適。
They eventually lost motivation and no longer wanted to attend church.
咁佢哋最後咧，其實就完全失去咗翻教會嘅動力，從此就唔再參加任何教會聚會啦。
Although I have never personally been to the churches they described.
咁雖然我自己個人咧就冇親身去過佢哋口中所講嘅呢啲教會啦，
And I cannot verify whether their complaints are accurate.
咁我亦都無從去驗證究竟佢哋嘅一啲嘅complaints 投訴啊，或者一啲嘅抱怨係唔係真係事實咧？
I do feel that their spiritual life seems to have regrets.
咁我就真係睇到佢哋嘅屬靈生命咧，好可惜係比年青時咧係倒退咗嘅。
Yeah, comparing to when we were young. So in the past, the focus of our talks was always on how we could help more people come to know the gospel.
咁以前咧，年青時當我哋每逢聚埋一齊討論嘅時候咧，我哋嘅圍繞嘅中心總係啊，點樣能夠幫助更多人咧，能夠嚟到認識神。
But today, our discussions and sometimes even turn into debates.
咁但係嚟到今時今日啦，有時我哋嘅所謂討論咧，有時反而就變成好似真係一啲嘅爭論咁樣。
So often centered on why some of us can't seem to find a church whose teaching align with our thought.
咁咧就好多時候都係圍繞啊，點解硬係揾唔到一間教會啊？佢嘅教導咧就係、是、哇，完完全全咧符合晒我哋自己嘅信念啊，我哋嘅要求。
Back then, whenever we talked about God, we were full of passion and
Enthusiasm，
enthusiasm.
有 enthusiasm。咁以前咧，我哋後生時候咧，一講親神咧，都係充滿干勁、充滿熱誠嘅。
So now, what I see on their face seems more like sighing and a sense of helplessness.
但系咧，而家好多时候从佢哋面上咧睇到嘅，更多咧系一份唏嘘同埋无力感。
When I first start attending church,
咁谂翻我嗰时啱啱开始翻教会嘅时候咧，
and my spiritual life was still very young,
咁当时我属灵生命咧仍然好幼小嘅。
there were several brothers who became wonderful examples to me.
咁当时咧有几位弟兄咧就成为咗我生命中好美好嘅榜样。
Whenever someone raised different views or challenge regarding the Bible teaching,
咁每当有人啦，可能去提出一啲喺圣经教导上有唔同嘅睇法或者质疑嘅时候咧，
They never argued about who was right or wrong.
咁佢哋嘅焦点就唔系净系去争论边个啱边个错，
Instead, they quietly live out the teaching through their actions.
咁相反咧，佢哋默默咁用行动嚟活出佢哋所学到嘅教导。
Serving others with love.
亦都去以爱心咧去服侍其他人。
Through, though they did not appear to be articulate.
咁虽然咧佢哋表面睇嚟咧可能唔够能言善辩啦，
Their lives told a different story.
但系咧佢哋嘅生命咧佢系述说紧另一个唔同嘅故仔。
Looking over 10 or 20 years,
咁所以回顾翻过去呢十几廿年嚟咧。
they are the ones who have continued to serve others with love and consistently support brothers and sisters who have stumbled.
咁咧就系正正呢啲人咧，佢哋系冇变嘅，佢哋一路都继续用心去用爱心去服侍人啦，并且咧继续去衷心咁扶持身边甚至跌倒嘅弟兄姊妹，
Lifting them up with faith,
咁用信心啦去将佢哋扶起嚟。
thinking back on them now,
咁当今日再去回想翻佢哋嘅时候，
I'm deeply moved and encouraged.
咁我嘅心咧都仍然系深受感动同埋好受激励嘅。
May Yahweh our Father give us humble and open hearts to learn and obey the pure teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ.
咁所以咧，都愿我哋嘅亚伟天父啦，赐俾我哋一份谦卑开放嘅心，一齐咧学习点样去顺服我哋嘅主耶稣基督，系佢嘅纯正嘅教导，
And the doctrine that accord with godliness.
同埋系嗰份真正符合敬虔嘅道理。
Yeah, so stop one. When I practice, the time is like exactly.
30 minutes.
Yeah, but
That's great.
maybe I am too
Never.
nervous.
You're all excited.
I speak
Faster.
faster.
All right. Yeah, it also shows we coerce very well, so I didn't like drag it on too much with my translation. Yeah. 咁啊，恒嘅讲笑就系哇，今次啊，点解我练习嘅时候咧，明明我嘅信息系啱啱好，起码半个钟噶，但系点解而家完得咁早咧？咁可能因为心里火热咧，就讲嘢语速都快咗啲啦咁。咁我又講笑話都好啊，證明可能我哋都合拍啦。今次翻譯冇話將你拖得太長咁。
So hopefully you can understand my English.
咁 我都好希望大家能夠聽得明我嘅英文嗬。
Yeah, so and next time I will preach in Chinese.
唔該啊嘛。咁 下一次咧，我就會用翻中文嚟講。係啊，好啊。
Can we ask Pastor Grace to close with a prayer?
Sure，咁我哋而家一齐先用祷告结束咗呢段时间先，我哋一齐祈祷。Yeah，so let us be quiet before God，让我哋一齐用安静嘅心、敬畏嘅心嚟到神面前。A gracious Heavenly Father，You're truly worthy of our praise。我哋亲爱嘅耶和天父，你确实系配得我哋一切嘅称颂。Yeah，You're such an Almighty God, and yet so patient and so understanding. 咁虽然你系全能嘅神，但系同时你系几咁嘅忍耐，几咁嘅去体恤我哋嘅软弱。Yeah, Father, we are so encouraged and thankful to see your work in Brother Josiah's life. 咁其实我哋能够见到神你喺阿恒弟兄身上嘅工作，我哋都系深受鼓舞嘅。亦都系好感恩。Yeah, especially in his willingness to put himself out here to be an example to share in English, even though it is not his comfort zone. 咁佢都愿意啦，即系去踏出呢一步，喺众人面前用一个唔熟悉嘅语言，用英文去分享，系愿意去即系勇敢走离开呢个舒适圈。We pray that you will continue to build him up to correctly handle your word, to build up the church together with the rest of us. 咁都求天父啦，即系怜悯继续去建立你嘅仆人，去俾佢咧可以能够按正义分解你嘅话语，同我哋教会一齐，我哋去建立呢个身体。Father, we are also very thankful for this message from you. We know that every time when your servants come before you and speak forth your word, it is not the servants that is saying it, but it is truly a word from God. 咁我哋都知道，当一个真正属于神嘅仆人嘅时候，佢哋真系首先去求问你，然后代表你去说话嘅时候，其实唔系人嘅话语，系真系从神你自己嚟嘅话语。Of course, from today's sermon, we also learned that this is on the basis that this servant is truly a servant with your authority, who humbly walk in your ways, and to really live according to your true teaching, to the true teaching of our Lord Jesus. 咁當然啦，大前提係呢個仆人都係首先係有從神嗰度而領受嘅權柄啦，而且佢係一個謙卑，亦都願意首先用生命去活出基督純正道理嘅人。So Father, we ask that no matter which stage of spiritual maturity we are at right now，所以我哋都祈求你，無論我哋而家屬靈生命係喺咩嘅階段，我哋幾成熟或者唔成熟都好。We ask for true spiritual discernment. 我哋真系恳求你，俾我哋有一个真正属灵嘅分辨力。Because we know that in these end times, there's more and more misinformation, more and more wrong teaching going on. Things that appeal to our flesh, to our needs, that's more glamorous or more attractive. 因为我哋都知道咧，喺而家末后嘅日子咧，越嚟越多错误嘅信息。亦都有好多假嘅教導，一啲咧係去傾向去滿足我哋肉體，令人舒服、令人喜悦嘅，但係卻唔係從你而嚟嘅教導，真係好吸引我哋。So Father, we really pray that, yeah, as we learn from last week's memory verse as well, that we always remember, yeah, wow, God, your hands made all these things. You show your mercy. You look to those who are humble and contrite in spirit, and those who tremble at your word. 咁我哋都恳请你帮助我哋，亦都记住上个礼拜嘅背诵经文。虽然你系创造天地万物宇宙嘅主宰，但系你系会去看顾转向嗰啲真系谦卑痛悔嘅灵性痛悔嘅人，佢哋系懂得去向你嘅话语战经嘅。So Father, please grant us this healthy fear of you, that we know every day our every word, action, and our thoughts, especially those hidden thoughts that nobody else can see. Actually, Father, you know and you see very well. 都求你帮助我哋，都记住啦，我哋每一日我哋嘅言行，我哋每一句说话，但系特别系我哋呢啲隐藏嘅心思意念，虽然冇其他人睇得到，但系天父你全然嘅睇到，你系知道嘅。So yeah, may we be able to live as little children who are pure, innocent, and humble in depending on you and you alone. 都求你帮助我哋返回成为小孩子，系有嗰份嘅纯洁、单纯、谦卑，同埋咧完全依靠天父嘅心。So may you be exalted in our life, in our words and our deeds. 愿天父你真系喺我哋嘅生命、我哋嘅言语、我哋嘅行为上被高举。Yeah, we praise you and we love you. Thank you, Father. 我哋真系去赞美你，我哋爱你，亦都多谢你天父。Yeah, we pray in your mighty name。我哋都系奉你有权能嘅名义祈求。阿门。